The idea that no one is looking at the model presented by Mayor Rudy Giuliani in New York, which was very simple. If you throw a rock, you're arrested. If you throw a bottle, you're arrested. And all of a sudden, New York was, and it literally was almost overnight, New York became safe.
The John McCullough Show, weekday evenings at 6 on The Patriot.
And we are back on Sports Talk. Here's John Kimmel.
Well, we haven't been able to get old John O'Gronick. I called him the other day, and he said he was all set. He had an account, and he'd be by the phone. We're going to keep trying on that, so we'll see. I'm going to do a break, and we're going to call him one more time in a few minutes and see if we can get him. And if not this time, when you just if he's not answering, leave the message. Let him call us. We talked twice, and he said he was also, not twice, we talked. Tell him I'll have my calendar, I'll be ready for it. What is he? Did they get an answer? What happened here? Well, who knows? We'll come back and see if we can find out in just a moment. You know, next Sunday in the studio, a week from tonight, the former pitching coach of the Tigers just won the World Baseball Classic with Jim Leland, and I'm speaking of Jeff Jones. You know, it's funny. Remember, if you remember when I had a week or two before the Classic, I had Jim Leland on. And if you remember the week before that, I had Ernie Witt on. Ernie Witt's a former catcher that I umpired with, his games at Macomb Community College. He later on became a Tiger killer when he caught for the Blue Jays and would kill the Tigers coming in here. He's been managing he's a catching coach in Philadelphia's catching coordinator in their Philadelphia Phillies system. He also has managed a Canadian national team now for, I think, over 20 years. Interesting, isn't it? Nobody's signaling me. Let me know what's going on here. I see they're on the line trying to get him. I don't know if they got him or what. We got him or what? No? Just left a message for him? Okay, well, fine. We're open line the rest of the way, it looks like. Well, he did that once before. But a couple times he's been on. He was great. He came to the studio and everything. But, again, as I've said before, I'm not going to babysit these guys. That's not me, and I won't do it. But let's see if he calls back. So we'll see if he calls back. We'll get him. If he doesn't, then we won't have him on. That means we're open line right now, folks, to take your comments and questions on sports at this number, 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385, or you can email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. If you have chronic pain or health problems, with no answers, Orion Family Spinal Center is a place to go to get your nervous system checked. Your nervous system controls your whole body, causing a lot of problems, including back pain, headaches, digestions, and much more. It's easily treated. Chris Bennett is one of just a few doctors that treats, gets to the cause, and eliminates those symptoms. Major insurance is accepted. Orion Family Spinal Center is on the corner of Walden and Baldwin Roads. And call for a free consultation, or for a free consultation, I should say. Go to OrionFamilySpinalCenter.com. OrionFamilySpinalCenter.com. Herbal Healing Dispensary in River Rouge features up to 30 strains of meds, large variety of edibles, waxes, and oils, all at competitive prices. For anybody with an MMMP card, free pre-roll for first-time patients. Open 7 days, Monday through Saturday, 10 to late, and Sundays, noon to 6. Herbal Healing Dispensary is on Jefferson between Schaefer and Outer Drive, and Herbal Healing Dispensary has a drive-through. or find herbal healing on Weed Maps. We're open line now, taking your comments and questions on sports, because it doesn't look like we're going to get John Ogradnik on. If he calls back, we'll put him on. If he doesn't, don't call him anymore. No more calls. He did that once before, but after that, he apologized for everything. I have no idea what happened, but if he calls back, we'll put him on. If not, I'm not going to invite him on anymore. Can't play games with these guys. There's some prima donna. He's not one like that, but second time, yeah, I'm not going to give it a third strike. Two strikes, you're out here. But if he calls, we'll put him on because he's got a lot to say. Great goal scorer in the NHL. You know, folks, you can listen to my show 24/7 online at WDTKAM.com. Click local podcast. Let's go to Ron Cameron. My last 3 months of shows are online. We got big names that are on here, folks, too. Tommy Lasorda. And I want to, let's talk about him in a few minutes because he's just recovering. He's just in the hospital. He's going to get out in a few days, I'm told. Dave Bing, Jim Leland, Ken Holland, even Ron Santiago. Long time ago players, short time players. Bob Miller, Denny McClain, and people like that. We have them on. I don't know, it's a weird twofer. I don't think you can go back. Jim Bunning was just on last year. You can listen to Jim Bunning. Of course, we lost him the other day, as you know. And it was right after that show. He was on, I believe, last fall. I'm not sure what date it was, but he's been in hospice. He had a stroke and went hospice for about 9 months. That's too bad. Denny McClain comes on a lot, as you know, Mark Wilson. So you can listen to those last 3 months of shows. Just go to WDTKAM.com, click local podcasts, and scroll down to Ron Cameron. We are open line here, taking your comments and questions on sports at this number, 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385. You can email Cameron Sports Talk at yahoo.com. Cowboy in Windsor, what's up, Cowboy?
Oh, hi, Ron. Well, first of all, enjoy your Memorial Day holiday tomorrow.
Oh, yes. I was going to save that for the end of the show, but help everybody enjoy us at Memorial Day tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, anyway, 22 years ago today was just after the strike/lockout was settled. I remember the Tigers hit 7 home runs. It was Kirk Gibson's 38th birthday. I mentioned he's 60 today, and he hit 2. And Chad Curtis, who's in prison for child molestation now, he hit 2 home runs. And Cecil Fielder hit 2 home runs. And they had a 7-1 lead, but they lost the game to the White Sox 14-12. The White Sox hit 5 homers, and that does. Dozen home runs is the record for 2 teams in 1 game. Okay. And then I believe on July 2nd, 2000, they repeated it, except I think the White Sox had 7 homers and the Tigers had 5, and the White Sox beat the Tigers something like 17-7 or something like that. But anyway, I was just wondering, do you think that there really is going to be a fire sale if this goes on, and maybe not even till July, if this goes on for another month or so? Because I don't know what's wrong with Cabrera. I don't know how you can get rid of him, but I agree that Verlander should have some value, and I don't know who else you can move.
I think you'll get some value. Good. Remember, it's his last year before. I think you'll get some value for Castellanos.
Oh, you'll get some value for Castellanos because he's young. But
I talked to scouts who would love to have him, he said, too.
Oh, yeah, I want to hold on to him for a bit longer because you don't know.
Maybe, maybe not. I'll tell you what, his movement at third base bothers me. He can't go to his left or his right.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what's happened to him this year.
It's strange. It is strange. You'll get some value out of J.D. Martinez.
Oh, you'll get some value for J.D. Martinez. You sure will, yeah.
However, they didn't in the offseason. They tried to trade him, and they found no takers.
He's only a rental, though, for a team.
I know. Some other people are rentals, and they may think they can sign him. You'll get something for him. And Castellanos is good because he's club-controlled for the next 2 years.
Yeah, well, you might see some of these people like Kristen Stewart and some of these young guys coming up from the minors if they continue to struggle very long.
Yeah, you don't want to rush him, though. That's the thing. I don't think Jacoby Jones should be in the big leagues right now.
Well, I don't think so either.
And that's why I want to see him dominate Triple A. You're talking about a young guy that throws 90 like Kirk was. What about Bruce Rondon?
Yeah, well,
he doesn't throw harder than Bruce Rondon.
Yeah.
Check his numbers in Toledo, would you?
Rondon has control issues and head issues, though. He's not.
Well, he came up here and looked pretty good for a while. And so don't just still not miles per hour.
He loses it too much on the mound.
Again, he hasn't pitched here that much, but and he looked pretty good last year for a while.
Well, it's not head issues. It's kind of stomach issues because wasn't he around 300 pounds for a while there?
Yes, he was. And he started off with the good ERA in Toledo when they sent him down, but his walks were high and his strikeouts didn't dominate. And he gave up hits. He didn't give up many runs. But his ERA was 0.82, but it was not a call-up 0.82. What's his numbers now, Alex?
Looking at it for you here.
We'll slowly get you those stats in just a...
Yeah, well, you just Jerry Green mentioned Clint Eastwood yesterday. He's going to be 87 on Wednesday.
Oh, God.
And, of course, our boy Clint Walker is going to be 90 on Thursday. No, he's going to be 90 on Tuesday. That's what it is. Clint Walker, Cheyenne.
What about my girl over there in Carmel, the neighbor of Doris Day? Oh, Doris Day's no spring chicken.
Isn't Doris Day 93? Oh, by the way, Bob Cazaba would have been 94 today.
Would he have been 94? I knew he was in his 90s.
Yeah, but I think Doris Day's 94.
Look, I told you story. You got the story when she did to Normie Drucker, the NBA referee, didn't you?
Yeah, I heard that one, yeah.
That was so funny.
Yeah,
she was all over him from the start of the game. I know she does that on a regular basis. No referee has told me if she does. Mm-hmm. But she was all over Norm Drucker at Golden State because she lives in Carmel right close to San Francisco. And so she was all over him. And Normie's a very laid-back, quiet guy.
She's still alive.
No, Normie just died last year in his 90s.
Well, that's my thought, yeah.
In his 90, 92, 93. Mm-hmm. And so she was all over him, and finally at the end of the game, I think it was the last time, or maybe a few minutes to go in the game. You stink, Drucker. Just give it up, Drucker. You shouldn't be working anymore. You stink. And he turned around right when the place was quiet. He said, "Listen, lady, I saw you on the Late Late Show last night. You stink, too." And the fans gave him a standing ovation. Gave Drucker a standing ovation.
Yeah, that was funny. But he must have just disappeared after Cheyenne, meaning Clint Walker, because I don't know what he must have not done much after Cheyenne.
Tab Hunter, did he die finally?
Yeah, I think Tab Hunter's. And I was talking about Clint Walker. You know,
I know,
Cheyenne.
Clint Walker, Cheyenne, yeah.
Yeah, well, he must not have done much after Cheyenne because I don't remember that he was in any movies or TV shows.
What about my boy, though, that played first, Chuck Connors? When I was out in L.A., mm-hmm. and there was a media game before the game with the Stars, and I got some numbers of Stars. I could have put them on my show when I got back to Detroit. I never did, including the sergeant that played with Ironside. I got his number and a few others. And the interesting part about this is...
Raymond Burr?
No, Raymond Burr's secretary just died. No, the guy that played under him. Raymond Burr's dead.
Oh, I know Raymond Burr's dead.
But this is the other guy that played under him. There was a second in command over there with him. But the interesting part about it is when I was there, and I didn't get... I don't think I got Chuck Connors' number, but Chuck Connors came up and joined us in the booth mm-hmm. with Ernie Harwell, and I was sitting on the booth with Ernie.
Ooh.
And he came up, and Mark Fidrich was on the field taking pictures of the Stars. He told the story. He said, "I get to the on-deck circle, Ernie, and I'm looking at the picture, and all of a sudden the guy comes up and flashes a camera at me." He said, and it was Mark Fidrich. I recognized Mark Fidrich. He pointed at me and said, "I remember you from Gunsmoke." And that wasn't Gunsmoke. It was not Gunsmoke.
No, it was the right.
And he just died, didn't he? He just died this year, didn't he?
Chuck Connors died November.
No, the Gunsmoke.
James Arness. James Arness died
a couple years ago?
2013.
Yeah.
But, by the way, do you know what Chuck Connors' actual first name was?
Oh, and I know. No, I can't remember.
Yeah, Kevin.
No, I didn't know that.
He just didn't like being called Kevin, and so when he started playing baseball, he used to say, "Chuck it in there, chuck it in there." So that's how he got the nickname Chuck. But it's funny, he met Brezhnev, I guess, at the White House when Ronald Reagan was president, because he was an active Republican. And Brezhnev died November 10th, 1982, and Connors died November 10th, 1992.
Oh. And Superman, well, Cowboy, thank you for the call with that.
Okay, thanks and enjoy, and I'll talk to you next month. And two boys, enjoy your Memorial Day holiday.
You enjoy your Memorial Day holiday, too.
Thanks, Cowboy.
Bye-bye.
There's some stats on Rondon, by the way.
Okay.
They're not pretty. 0-1 with a 4.02 ERA in 17 games.
Yeah.
15 2/3, 18 hits.
Ooh, that's terrible.
9 runs, 7 earned, 1 home run. Here's the alarming part. 14 walks.
How many strikeouts?
20. 14, it's almost a walk-in inning.
And how many innings he pitched?
15 2/3.
Barely a strikeout over an inning, too. That's terrible. Mm-hmm. They may try to move him, even though, you know, he may have a little value up there because of his arm.
So I say he wasn't right in the head, though, because he loses it on the mound.
Well,
he
again,
loses control.
You're a small sample size. And yes, he had problems, and they sent him home. They said how much he had improved from that. We didn't see any blow-ups after he came back. He just couldn't get anybody out.
I mean, composure leads to walk, or loss of composure leads to walk.
No, I don't think his last composure this last time when he just couldn't get anybody out here.
The minors, it might, though.
We don't know what happened to the minors. That's the thing. That's something. Folks, we're open line until 7 o'clock. No idea what happened to John O'Grodnik, but again, not babysitting, so I'm done with that. So if you have any comments or questions, if he calls in, we'll put him on. I'll do that. Give a call. Open line, 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385, or you can email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Don't have a guest for next Saturday, but next Sunday we have an interesting guest, Jeff Jones, our pitching coach, and a good one, with the Tigers. And then he retired, and then he helped Jim Leland win the world title in the baseball classic for the U.S. He'll be in the studio next Sunday for you. But right now, it's me and you, whatever you want to talk about in sports. Here's our number, 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385. You can email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Filippa's, a casual fine dining restaurant for 42 years in Shelby Township, featuring prime steaks, fresh seafood, and more. Filippa's has lunch, dinner, and drink specials 7 days. Filippa's has an extensive wine list. And you can dine in, argued that you can use for dining at the restaurant, or, well, you can buy that wine and take it home at Filippa's. It's the best patio. They have the best patio in Macomb County. Nice patio out there. It's hidden out there from the street, and it's a gorgeous patio. So rediscover Filippa's. And it's on Mound, just north of Hall Road, for dine-in, banquet, and catering at Filippa's. And Christopher's Complete Maintenance does all types of concrete work, including driveways, patios, and decorative concrete. Christopher's also does waterproofing, complete landscaping, and lawn maintenance. Quality work at an affordable price. Christopher's been serving the Tri-County area for over 30 years. Call Christopher's Complete Maintenance, 586-531-7171. 586-531-7171. And we're open line. You know what we haven't heard from lately either? Give me a call. We're open line. Taking your comments and questions on sports at 800-923-9385. 800-923-9385. You can email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. I'm wondering if he's still alive. We haven't heard from Walter in Detroit. No, he hasn't called in 3 or 4 months. He'd call every couple weeks. I wonder what happened on that. I hope he's okay. And what about John? our boy that loves the president. He's got egg on his face now and probably won't call in.
What about Gutterball Tony?
I was just going to use Gutterball, but also the Miami Marlins. He loves those Miami Marlins that had old Don Mattingly. But question is, John, you got to call in and converse with me. Is the president going to be impeached or Don Mattingly fired? Which comes first? Just wondering. Gutterball Tony. Mike, are you still alive, Gutterball? He's been calling for a long time. He gets in these streaks where he doesn't talk for a couple months. But what about our girl in Hawaii?
Aloha.
Aloha in Hawaii. Come on now. You haven't called anyway. Emily Gale? Come on, Emily. Email and let us know you're still listening. Of course, I think the Sunny show, she's when she's in bed, but she listens to, she'll listen on the podcast. But the Saturday show she listens to, Aloha yesterday. Come on, what's going on? You haven't called me, Emily. Of course, you remember her. She ran downtown Detroit for a long time. Good friends of Bud Lynch's and Jerry Green's. As Jerry said yesterday on the show. But it's interesting because her brother, and you all remember her brother, of course. You don't remember Barney Miller, though.
No, I've heard of it. I know that our buddy Mr. Vigoda was on there.
Oh, Abe Vigoda. Of course, Abe Vigoda was 100 when he was on there, and he died 20 years after that. No, but who was on there was Emily's brother,
Max Gale.
Yeah. Played Bojo. And we had him on the show. Do you realize if you saw the movie 42, that was Max Gale in the Brooklyn Dodger dugout? He played the manager that took over for Bo Schottin. So that's interesting, and he came on, did a good job, and right before the movie came out, nice to have him on. Emily, call in sometime, doggone it. Or email, let us know what's going on with you. But with a few guys we haven't heard from in a while. Just wondering if they're still kicking.
You beat up Tony a little too much on the air, though. I don't think you want to get beat up.
No, he doesn't mind that at all. Tony, so you're a guy. I did tell him, don't call till you bowled a strike. And obviously, he hasn't bowled a strike since then.
He took it literally.
And he did take it literally. Go bowl again. Every blind squirrel finds an acorn sometime. Make me roll, shut your eyes and roll the ball down the alley. You may get a strike someday. I guess stranger things have happened. I can't think of what stranger than that could happen, but who knows? But we miss hearing from you, Gutterball, Tony from Detroit. So watch one of them call right now. I remember we had a guy on the show years ago. When I got back in Detroit, I'd been back for a year at WPON 1160 AM and 1460 then. And this guy was a guy that would call in, what was his first name? He'd call in all the time when I was there before. I said, I wonder if he's still alive. Call in, and doggone if he was on the next call. I'd been on for about a year and he hadn't called. And he died just a few weeks after that. Good man. He was a strange guy, though. I see. Great guy. What's to me? No, emails. Oh, I didn't know what you meant by two. We're not that long on the show. We're open line, folks. Give me a call. 800-923-9385. 800-923-9385. Or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. What you got email?
Gwen from Kalamazoo again.
She's a regular listener in Kalamazoo. That's great.
Apparently wants to talk about the Grand Rapids Griffins, who just advanced to the Calder Cup final.
Advanced last week.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but they're in the final actually. That was the conference finals. This is the full final here.
Oh, when did they just advance the other day? I thought it was last week.
No, that was the conference finals. Game one is Friday in Grand Rapids for the actual Calder Cup final.
Well, this is what I'm glad we're talking about that. We got other calls coming in, but I do want to talk about that. Thank you. I think this is doing wonderful for Corot went down there and did dynamite down there. And I'm glad to see that. But Todd Bertuzzi, the other couple of kids are doing wonderful down there. And it's glad to see because I like a couple of the kids they got on the team that came up. And I like that team. I want to have the Grand Rapids Vincent. Wings might not make too many changes in the offseason. Those kids develop. They're going to be in pretty good shape. And playing in the finals like this, a lot of way in your career. You're not playing the NHL, but you're as close as you can get. And they've got some good, and Bertuzzi has the last 2 years in the playoffs has dominated. He's only 21 years old. I don't know if he's ready, but he's got to get a little stronger. But of course, his uncle was a pretty brutal player, too.
They just clinched it last night to get in the actual final against the Syracuse Crunch. And Corot has been phenomenal.
I know.
11-2 in the playoffs with a .241 goals against average. .922 save percentage.
Good luck to them. That'll be interesting. It'll be an interesting season for the Red Wings. Let's go to Denise in Royal Oak. You're on Sports Talk. Denise, hi.
Yes, I'd like to know how many actors and actresses are still alive over the age of 90, and are there any almost 100 years old? And could you name a few? I didn't know.
We just lost, Young. We just lost Young, who played Wilbur and Mr. and the Talking Horse.
Oh, Carol.
Huh?
Carol.
Pardon me?
His wife. Wilbur's wife, Carol.
Is she still alive?
I think we just lost her.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that. I know the guy next door, Colonel next door. Well, he's about 90 when he was doing that. He can't.
Right.
Well, we just talked. You since you're talking, though, this is a sports show, Denise. Nothing wrong with this. We just talked about Doris Day's alive. Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood's pushing 90 now, and Doris Day's 94. What do you call it? Still, he's pushing 100 now. Kirk Douglas.
Oh yeah.
He's still alive. Who else am I missing now? My goodness, Alex, you...
Zsa Zsa Gabor just passed.
Well,
she's 99.
Not... Look up the actors and actresses overnight. We're going to look that up for you right now. Oh, Betty White's in her mid-90s, yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, thank you.
Hold on just a second, Denise. Oh. We're going to see if we can get some more for you. If you want, okay. And that's not bad, because I want to know. Hey, Bogota, they said he was 93, 94. Hey, Bogota was well over 100 when he died. Like Minnie Minoso. Oh. What do we got here? Oh, the girl, come on, you got to help me on this.
Kirk Douglas is over 100.
He's over 100, oh my Lord. Who else now?
Let's see here. I'm trying to think of any more.
Well, don't think, just look on the screen.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot, though.
Well, give me some names.
Anyone can think of on the top of your head, bro?
Well, no, you're the one looking at the screen.
I didn't know Doris Day was still alive.
Oh, yes.
I was wondering about her.
Yes, she is still alive, Denise.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. You're looking at the screen. Give us some names.
It's still loading here. I got to figure out,
Well,
who's still alive and who's...
Well, throw some names. It'll say live or dead right on there.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Alex. You're losing your touch.
We just talked about Betty White.
Yeah.
Angela Lansbury.
Oh, yeah, Angela Lansbury's in her 90s. That's right.
Oh, yeah, Carl Reiner.
Is he 90, over 90 now?
94, 95.
Really? Oh, my Lord.
How about George Segal? How old is he?
Segal? What is Steven Segal, you mean?
Carol Channing?
Oh, Carol Channing. Yeah, she's in her 90s.
She's like 95.
She lives in Palm Springs, Carol Channing.
Cicely Tyson.
Cicely, that's right. I did hear Cicely Tyson is still alive. What is she now?
She's 92. And then...
that's great.
Oh, Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, Dick Van Dyke's in his 90s?
We blew that one. And here's one. Olivia de Havilland, 100.
Oh, yeah. I heard her sister died.
Hi.
Olivia de Havilland, her sister died. But I just saw Dick Van Dyke the other night for something on TV. Last night, I think.
Last one I brought up was Eva Marie Saint.
Is she 90?
93.
Eva Marie Saint is that old?
She was in the Avatar recently as a voiceover.
How about the guy from Heart to Heart? Robert Wagner.
Oh, Robert Wagner. Did Robert Wagner die? Eva Marie Saint was in, played what do you call it, Rock Hudson's wife.
He's only 87, Robert Wagner.
Yeah, I knew he was close to 9. Okay.
Yeah, he's from here, yeah.
And from Detroit?
Mm-hmm. Robert Wagner was born in Detroit.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, listen, Denise, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Interesting call. We need to change this up a little bit on the show. Ken Livonia, you're on Sports Talk.
Okay, listen, first of all, happy Decoration Day weekend.
Happy Decoration Day. Thank you, Ken.
are here. You know what? You know who I saw on TV the other night on that last call?
Who's that?
Bill Shatner.
William Shatner. He's 90, isn't he? William Shatner?
I thought he said 85 or 86.
Yeah, I don't think he's quite 90 yet. We just lost Leonard Nimoy.
I know that, but this guy is still sharp.
He's sharp as a nail.
He wrote a book.
And yes, I know.
He was on a talk show, and I was very impressed with it. But he's not 90 yet.
87?
86.
86.
85 or 86.
86. William Shatner, that's another good name.
Now, it's George Segal who she was talking about.
Yeah, Steven Seagal. Is George Segal still alive?
You know what? He's got the same birthday as me, and I'm sure he is.
Well, you're not 90 yet, are you?
Oh, he's a lot older than me.
He's only 83.
He's only 83. He's not that much older than you, Ken.
I said a lot older. Okay. No.
Not that much.
Now, wait a minute. Speaking of age, you're going to make me forget why I called you. All right. Now, first of all, you were talking about Todd Jones.
Oh, he's awful on TV, isn't he?
No. He has a speech impediment, Ron. He had it when he was a player, and I noticed it a couple of times during the broadcast. He has a stammering thing.
I didn't notice a stammering thing. I just noticed he was confused out there.
I think he had to, like, think about what he was going to say or how to say it.
Yeah, he was very slow in reacting.
But some of the things I thought he made some good points. But why is he on?
I can't answer that question because...
Did they get rid of Monroe?
No, Monroe just was out of town, probably holiday celebration or something.
All right, now I want to talk about this ball club.
You talking about Price and Dickerson?
Overreacting. You know, it's not even June yet.
What about Price and Dickerson? They said don't give up on this team.
Well, you know what the problem with him is, Dickerson? I got it. Too many stats that are meaningless.
Oh, yeah. Mean
and
nothing.
He goes in depth on him, and you don't even know what he's talking
and
about.
And you don't care what he's talking about either.
It shows he's intelligent.
It's meaningless.
Intelligent. He's not intelligent. He's reading from a paper in front of him.
A guy throws a screwball if there's been on base, but if there's diamond on base, he throws a fastball.
That's ridiculous.
Who cares?
But what about this? We've got a 6-4 or 6-3 unassisted double play and a 5-3 unassisted double play in 2 nights. I said, are you brain dead? I know Price is brain dead. Are you brain dead too, Dickerson? There's no such thing as an unassisted 6-4 double play or a 5-4 double play. That means there's an assist. Come on, get your act together. Get your head out of your rear end.
Ron, you think somebody would bring that up? He said it more than once. I know he said it that one day.
They do not have to answer to anybody. That's the problem. They can do whatever the heck they want on the air.
But to me, you're talking about the giggle. I don't notice it that much.
Oh, he giggles 4 or 5 times. The other day he said, you know, this is 10 starts now for Fulmer, and he hasn't given up more than 3 earned runs or 3 runs in any start. What's so damn funny?
Yeah, but the thing I'm talking about are these stats, and also they'll get on a kick where they'll start telling you how great, like, the catcher is, or Rondon, or and it goes on and on and on.
Wait till next week, Ken. The Tigers are going to Kansas City, right?
Well, yeah, they got 3 games there.
Uh-huh. You know who's pitching for Kansas City?
Oh, no.
Yes. The Amazing Al. Oh, they're going to go. They're just going to go on the field and both of them get on their knees.
Well, I don't think they'll say too much because he's with the other team now.
Nobody will say, well, is it? Look, the Amazing Al. And start giggling like a hyena.
What about Everyday Ian? He's on the DL.
What about Everyday Ian? He's got Everyday Ian. He's been missed 20 games this year.
It's impossible.
No, they don't call him Everyday Ian anymore.
Every night Ian. Okay, real quick here. Ron, this talk about a fire sale and all that, I think it's way too early.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
You can't be talking about or even thinking about that stuff right now. I do say there's a couple of – now, they're 4 under. So
yeah.
They could let this thing get out of hand real quick.
Oh, on this road trip, they got 3 more. I think you're going to see a little different change in the next couple weeks. I'd like to see them come home, you know, And at the end of the homestand, where are they? How many games they got coming home? They come back here.
Well, they should have a bunch. I don't know, 10 maybe. I don't know.
I'm not sure either.
Well, Brett Ausmus was complaining about the schedule today, by the way.
Well, you can't complain about it. Everybody
absolutely
has it.
Absolutely, they all have broken.
No, no, don't go there, Brad. I mean, you're a good man, Brad.
And you think they overdid it with this? So we got in at 4 o'clock, and we had to get to the ballpark.
How would you have to take a train and get in at 3 o'clock in the morning and play a day game the next day?
And how about the Sunday doubleheaders? That was standard back in the day.
They don't know how good they have it. And when they don't have it that good, they start moaning and groaning. And Price and Dickerson are the league leaders in moaning and groaning.
But, Ron, two things here real quick that I'm a little concerned is. Why do I call him Bonderman? It's Zimmerman.
Yeah, not I'd like to forget about Bonderman, okay?
Zimmerman and the guy at third base, I'm a little concerned about. What do you think's going on there?
I don't know because, look, when I saw spring training and I noticed the first couple games he had a couple triples, and I thought, this guy's flying. I mean, not flying, but this guy's a lot faster. He'd never gone to third base last year at all. And I think if he improves at third base like it looks like he's going to, he's going to be a star this year. Well, now he can't go to his right or his left at third base. He's still got 10 errors. How can you have 10 errors when you can't take one step to your right and one step to your left? Usually the guy with a lot of errors, guys that make the play in the hole, great range, and they throw it away. That happens. That happens. But this guy can't go to his right. He can't go to his left. He butchered a pop-up today.
No,
just butchered it. And naturally, Dickerson's trying to cover up for him. What do you think? He lost it in the wind or the sun? You don't lose it in the wind, you fool.
Well, you know those guys are homer dogs.
Oh, they're rear-end kissing homers.
By the way, after the Kansas City series, 12 of the next 15 are at home.
All right.
Including the White Sox, Angels.
I think, they should make up some ground.
If they don't, if they're not above 500 after that homestand, something is wrong, and then there'll be a fire sale.
Get a little bit. This Bonderman, come on, Zimmerman. without him in there, they're in bad shape. Unless this Farmer's going to come out of nowhere, he looked good yesterday.
You know what I just thought you said?
Who?
Unless Sparma comes out of nowhere.
Oh, no, no.
I think you were going way back now. No, you mean Farmer. I thought he said Sparma. That's what I thought you said. Joe Sparma's been dead for 30 years.
All right, Zimmerman. Okay, thanks for your time. Enjoy the weekend.
Hey, happy Memorial Day to you, Kent. Thank you. I thought he said Sparma comes back. Maybe he said Farmer. I think he said Sparma. Sparma pitched for this team back in the day. He's been dead for 30 years, so he's not coming back anywhere, I don't think. Folks, we are open line until 7 o'clock, taking your comments and questions on sports. This is fun. 800-923-9385. Bonderman? 800-923-9385. Or you can email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. We're open line. Give me a call. And we got to take a long break here. Go to Auto Repair. Muffler King in Westland does oil changes, brakes, mufflers, shocks, and struts, and electric nose start, and more. Certified technicians doing quality work at an affordable price, so trust your car with the pros. And go to Auto Repair on Ford Road between Wayne Road and Central Parkway. Call 734-595-3377. And if you're looking for a place to get quality men's at a great price, go to the Bohemian Club on McNichols west of Telegraph. The Bohemian Club has a large selection of flower, concentrates, and edibles. Open 7 days from 10 a.m. to late at night. The Bohemian Club is on 6 Mile, 2 blocks west of Telegraph. Or find the Bohemian Club on Weed Map or Leafly. Elite Dentistry in Sterling Heights, headed by Dr. Rana Aza. Practicing dentistry for 17 years, doing fillings, root canals, crowns, veneers, extractions, implants, bridges, partials and dentures, and teeth whitening for the whole family. With state-of-the-art equipment and a professional and friendly staff, Elite Dentistry is the place to go for all your dental needs. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 8. Elite Dentistry is on the northeast corner of 15 Mile and DeQuinder. Call Elite Dentistry at 586-275-2021, 586-275-2021. We're open line. You got another email. We'll go to that in just a sec. Two more. Okay. 800-923-9385. 800-923-9385. And email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. What you got?
John from Wyandotte. Any contact with the Lions 1970s defensive personnel? Larry Hand, Jerry Rush, or Mike Weger? Great team. Lost to Dallas in the playoffs in 70.
No, I've never had those guys on at all. The one guy I had on, yeah, the guy that's got that, and I had him on, took dinner too. I see his sign on the freeway, the former Lion defensive line. I can't remember his name right now, and he's been on. Joe Schmidt was on. I lost his number. I'd like to get a call him back and get him on sometime. Rick Frazzano came on. I'm going to call him again, but last time I heard he wasn't doing well.
Schmidt, by the way, said that that was his best team, the 70 Lions.
Oh, yeah.
Do you agree?
Oh, yeah, that was a good team. Did you try to call up Daryl Rogers' number for me?
Yeah, you know, I wasn't able to get anything on him. He's kind of a mystery, man.
I don't think so. His number's listed, I'm sure, somewhere. Look over the United States thing, because he was in, I forget what city he was living in. I know that.
He doesn't really have an update on him.
Yeah, we'll try to find you. Did you go on the line and look his name and everything?
Mm-hmm.
It's got to say where he's from or where he's living.
It really does. I mean, just talked really about his coaching career. And,
well, look further. See what you can find out on that. That'd be nice if we can get him on.
And then we have another email, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Mike from Clinton Township.
Yes,
Mike. Ron, will Tiger Woods ever play competitive golf again?
Oh, I think he will. He's not the same. I don't think there's any question 20 years ago he's the greatest golfer of all time, or he's going to be. Now, no way. He was just on my God, until he got womanizing and all that stuff.
Well, then his back, too.
Well, his back, maybe because of the womanizing, I don't know.
You might see him on the senior circuit someday.
Well, that'd be something.
The senior PGA Open was
he's
today.
He's not even 40 yet, is he?
It's been around a long time.
I remember the U.S. Open. Kel and Kaline were talking, and let's talk about the U.S. Open, Al Kaline. And George Kaline said, who do you have in the U.S. Open? He said, my two favorite golfers, Tiger Wood or Ernie Els. Who you got, Al? And I'm laughing. It's Ernie Els and Tiger Woods, of course. He got those. I got Mark Cackle Delvecchio. The Red Wing player, Cackle. It's Cacovecchio, not Cackle Delvecchio.
He's 41.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And Davis Love, the third famous golfer, said a couple days ago, actually, to golf.com, if Peyton Manning can come back, so can Tiger Woods from, like, his neck injury. Peyton Manning
Well, that's, back. You know, that's a tough comeback that Peyton Manning did as well. Oh, boy.
Interesting comment, though.
Yeah, it is interesting. Glad we're getting those old actors and things like that. Siegel, did you ever check and see how George Siegel, Boy, some of those names I've almost forgotten about. Robert Wagner, I know. Boy, there's some people still think that he killed Natalie Wood in that boating that he pushed her overboard. I hope that's not the case. I loved him as an actor. I saw him make several appearances recently.
He's 83.
He's 83?
George Siegel.
Oh, I thought he was older than that. Oh, George, yeah, I remember. He played on that TV series recently. Who else am I trying to think of in those days, man? What other 90-year-old plus actors?
That was like a top 10 list that I was looking up here, the most famous ones. So
give me some more if you can.
There are a lot of them, though, man.
Well, give some names. Don't just a lot of them. Throw some names out there that I didn't even know was still alive, maybe.
You got a pretty good memory, but you can think of off the top of your head?
No, that's why I'm asking you. That's right. You're looking right at the list.
Do we talk about Norman Lloyd?
Who the hell is Norman Lloyd? Oh!
Alfred Hitchcock Presents.
Oh, how old is he?
Let's see.
Oh, what do you call it? Norman Lear is still alive. He's in his 90s. There's another one for you, girl. Norman Lear, the producer. I didn't know. I thought he died a few years ago.
Let me see here. Ooh, Louise Rayner. Did we talk? She's 104.
Where did she play, Louise Rayner? I know the name. I can't remember where I know it from.
First thespian and went back-to-back Oscars. Born 1910 in Germany.
Oh, my Lord.
We talked about Norman Lloyd already. Just talked about him. He's 99.
Oh, my goodness.
Daniel Dario.
Who?
Daniel Dario.
What did he play? I don't know him at all.
She. Danielle.
Oh, Danielle. I thought you were Dan. Daniel, I thought
she
you
was,
said.
She played a lot of overseas. She was in La Crise is Finie. That's what it's called.
I have no idea what you're talking
and
about.
And one more here, Al Molinaro.
Oh, that played on Fonzie, with Fonzie.
Happy Days, yeah.
He's. I thought he died. He's alive?
Looks like it here.
Guys, I got one. I don't know if you mentioned Bob Barker, 91.
Oh, yeah, Bob Barker. I thought it was Bob Boots, 101. Bob Barker, what?
Oh, no, actually, no. Al Marinaro died recently.
Well, you just said he's still alive. Would make up your mind.
Was here. The list isn't updated. Wow. He died at 96, though. He's 96 when he died.
He played the restaurant owner with Fonzie and Richie Cunningham, who's Ron Howard, of course. And started his career with, of course, with Andy Griffith. Anybody else you can tell us before we take a break?
No. Mike did. Oh, Monty Hall.
Well, you know, I lived in Palm Springs for a short time, and his son used to go around and tell everybody, I'm Monty Hall's son. I'm Monty Hall's son. He's 93? Where's Monty Hall living in Palm Springs? I bet with his son. Oh, no, nobody's answering.
He's looking that up, but Mike sent up a follow-up email from Clinton Township. He said, can you get Willie Horton on the show?
I tried to get Willie came on. In fact, we went out and I took him out to dinner after. I'll try to get him on. Let's take a quick break. We got more phone calls coming in, so we'll take those in a moment.
Money Hall's 95, by the way.
Money Hall's 95. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Kauai Bubble Tea in Clinton Township features bubble tea, a Taiwan beverage. It's iced tea sweetened with fruit or milk tea. Drink with a fat straw and chew it while you drink or try the popping boba. Open 7 days, Kauai Bubble Tea, corner of Garfield and 19 Mile. Or find Kauai Bubble Tea on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Under the Sea Playground in Troy is a place to take your kids for a whole lot of fun. Under the Sea has a place structure, an area for toddlers, and a kinetic sand table. Under the Sea serves freshly made gourmet food, salads, sandwiches, and pizza. Also hosts parties and events with free Wi-Fi. Open 7 days from 9 a.m. Under the Sea Playground, corner of Maple and Livernois. Back to the phones. We got calls coming. Let's start off with Rich in Long Island. What's going on? In New York.
Hi, baby.
Hi there.
Do you know who the Tigers play this coming week?
Yeah, Kansas City.
At home?
Yes. No, they go to Kansas City. Kansas City does come here right after that, though, I think. On the homestand, I believe they do. They're in Kansas City. Why didn't you call when your buddy Bob Miller was just on last week?
I missed you. I should have called.
You should have called. Bob would have loved to hear from you.
Bob Miller was on?
Yes, he was.
Wow.
By the way, Bob is 90 years old now.
When did he turn 91, you know?
No, he's 90. He hadn't turned 91 yet.
He's a birthday in June coming up.
Bob?
Yeah.
Well, that'll be 90 then.
No, I think it'd be 91 in June.
I don't think so. I don't think he turned 90 last year, did he? Check that again. I think he's turning 90. Or maybe he did turn. Was it last year he turned 90?
Too bad about Jim Bunning.
I just had him on the show last summer, just before he had the stroke.
I'll call you next week, Ron.
I'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Yeah, he'll be 91 June 16th.
He'll be 91 June 16th. I thought he... Oh, my goodness. I talk to him all the time. We got Ed in Harper Woods. You're on Sports Talk, Ed.
Hey, Ron.
Hi.
Hey, I think the Amazing Albuquerque is pitching for Omaha now.
No.
I think they designated him for assignment.
Well, it would happen. He pitched 2 games last week. Check that out, Alex, would you? He pitched 2 scoreless games last week. Here's what happened. 3 scoreless games after he got roughed up the first 2. Then the last game, he came in, lost the game. He threw 9 pitches, 8 balls, and they probably got fed up with him. Did they send him down? We're checking now.
Yeah, no problem. I was on CBS today, the Tigers that might be available.
For the Tigers to get?
Yeah, if things go south, they're going to make clean the roster.
Well, I don't think cleaning the roster, but they're going to make some moves if things go south. And if they, at the end of this, the next homestand says it all. If they get 15, 17, 18 games, and they don't win at least 12 of those games, or at least 10 of them, but probably 12 of them, I think you're going to see some moves made.
Ed's actually right. He was designated for assignment May 21st, outright at Triple A Omaha May 23rd.
Hold on. You say May 23rd. I just saw the other night he pitched.
He was
for Omaha, probably.
Yeah.
No, he pitched. He pitched just a few days ago and lost the game, and he threw nine pitches, eight strikes, or eight balls.
Yeah, he was designated for assignment.
The 28th. So.
Oh, my goodness. That's when he threw the nine pitches with eight balls? Oh, I don't know. I thought it was just last week.
Yeah, it's just been updated here online.
Go back.
Hey, Rod?
Yeah.
Let's go somewhere else. I asked about Terry Foster a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And you were going to check into it.
I haven't, in all fairness. I'm sorry, but I'll try to give him a call because I want to find out what happened there, too.
Yeah, he's working with a famous backstabber.
Who's that?
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a nice day.
Thank you, Ed.
Yep, he was only up for 11 days. Last pitch in the big leagues on the 19th.
And is that when he had eight balls and one strike?
Uh-huh.
Has that been 9 days ago?
Yeah, because we were talking about that last week.
Okay, my God, the time flying on me here. Well, that means Price and Dickerson can't do the giggling, talking about the Amazing Al. He's been released by five teams since the Tigers let him go 2 years ago.
And by the way, the Royals don't come in here till the end of June. It's the White Sox that come right back.
Oh, okay. The White Sox come back. Okay. Alrighty. Rusted Crow by Comerica and the new Little Caesars Arena shows sports on many high-def TVs. Rusted Crow Detroit features a variety of entrees, including the award-winning Mac and Cheeseburger. Rusted Crow has handcrafted spirits and cocktails. You'll dine in a rustic, eclectic atmosphere. Rusted Crow has lunch, dinner, and drink specials Tuesday through Sunday. Rusted Crow, a perfect place to go before and after the games downtown. Rusted Crow Detroit on the corner of Adams and Park, the first floor of the Kales Building. Michigan ED Clinics, a facility that helps men with erectile dysfunction, premature ejaculation, and post-surgical prostate impotence. Michigan ED Clinics offers treatments that changes men's lives. Doctors help most men eliminate erectile dysfunction and premature ejaculation with just one visit. Popular prescriptions don't always work and can be dangerous. 70% of men do not respond to pills. As custom blended medication works on 98% of men. Go to MichiganEDClinics.com. 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 Okay, we are going to tell you about what's coming on the next show. And that's going to be in next Saturday from 5 till 7. We'll be open line for now. We'll have a guest for you by next Saturday. A week from tonight, be another interesting show with Jeff Jones. He'll be in the studio, the former pitching coach of the Tigers. And that should be very interesting a week from tonight. Restaurant news will be broken next week. I'm going to talk about the restaurant. I'll be talking next week. I'm going to make the deal looks like. If everything goes with the landlord the way I think it will be, we'll make an announcement. It's going to take me a couple weeks to get in there probably at least. But we'll let you know next week on that. You can listen to me Friday mornings 9 to 11 on AM 1160 WPON or WPON.com. Thank you, Alex.
Thanks, Ron. Happy Memorial Day to
everybody.
Happy
Memorial Day to everybody out there, folks. And thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time on Sports Talk. Stay tuned. Where are they coming? They're not coming yet?
Oh, yeah. Union Members Radio, right up.
Coming up next.
Sponsored by Sports Talk with Ron Cameron.
Trust is something we take very seriously.
Trust me, I'm a doctor.
Trust me, I'm a lawyer.
Trust me, I'm a contractor.
But these days, knowing who to trust isn't so simple, especially when it comes to insurance fraud. While most professionals are honest and trustworthy, there are some who rely on your trust to collect billions of dollars in phony insurance claims. Whether it's medical fraud related to car accidents or contractor fraud in the aftermath of a storm or other natural disaster, if someone wants you to get involved in something because
the insurance companies can afford it,
don't walk away, run. Insurance fraud is a crime, and everyone pays for it, especially the ones who get caught. If you suspect insurance fraud, call us at 1-800-TELL-NICB or text the keyword fraud to TIP 411. We've been fighting insurance fraud and vehicle theft and earning your trust for 100 years. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.